Democrat Congressman Zoran Mamdani isn't speaking for our party. By Paul Bois on July 20, 2025. The divide in the Democratic Party further widened this week when Representative Adam Smith, DWE, publicly said that New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani isn't speaking for our party. As Breitbart News previously chronicled, Zoran Mamdani holds extremely far-left positions, most specifically on private property and Israel, with some questionable views on the Jewish state. Since coming within striking distance of becoming the mayor of New York City, moderate Democrats have been sounding the alarm. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Representative Adam Smith attempted to distance Mamdani from the rest of the party. "Look, the mayor of New York has never, never, ever been the leader of the Democratic Party," Smith said when asked about Mamdani. Smith then played off Mamdani's prominence as being the result of the Democrats' Big Tent platform. "Mamdani isn't speaking for our party, any more than I'm speaking for our party. It's a big tent. It's a big coalition," he said before attacking President Donald Trump on his big, beautiful bill. He says he has secured the border. He's spending all this money now on going around and terrorizing communities with high-profile ICE raids, which are not effective, which has turned people against him on immigration, Smith said. Smith encouraged Democrats to stay on message and not consider Mamdani the leader of their party. "We, Democrats, have a message, and we have a message to deliver. And I'll tell you this. The mayor of New York, no matter who he is not going to be the leader of our party. And we still need to stay focused on those issues," he said. Jewish Democrats also denounced Mamdani for refusing to condemn the phrase "globalize the Intifada" while refusing to recognize Israel as a Jewish state. "To not be willing to condemn the term globalize the Intifada, it just demonstrates his callous disregard for anti-Semitism, terrorist activity," said Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL. "Anyone that I care about couldn't possibly distance themselves from him more," Wasserman Schultz added. "It's really terribly disturbing and potentially dangerous." Fellow Jewish Democrat lawmaker Representative Brad Schneider, DEL, said Mamdani is either ignoring or gaslighting the public when he said "globalize the Intifada is a peaceful call." "I think he's wrong on all those things," Representative Jared Moskowitz, DFL. "If he can't tell people globalizing the Intifada, if he can't say that that's anti-Semitic, then obviously he's going to continue to add to the problem, not deflate it." Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.